Fremd vertraut, der Podcast der Evangelischen Akademie zu internationaler Politik, Dialog und Vielfalt. Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe von Fremd vertraut, dem Podcast der Evangelischen Akademie im Rheinland. Mein Name ist Jürgen Klusmann, ich bin Studienleiter dort für Dialog, Politik und Vielfalt. Und mein Gast ist heute Dr. Elvira Draganovic und wir werden das Interview auf Englisch halten. You are most welcome to my podcast, Dr. Draganovic. You are a therapist, psychologist at the International University of Sarajevo, but you're also a peace activist, I read. What is your work all about?
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure, Mr. Klusmann. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for coming to Bosnia and inquiring about this really important topic. Well, besides teaching and trying to help young people to find their places and to find their identities in this world, I also try to do the stuff, to do some small acts of kindness actually in our society with other people all the time to actually change our lives for the better. So we can actually have better quality of lives and better relationships with the others and, of course, first of all, with ourselves.
Now, there have been recently these memorial celebrations of the 30 years of the massacre and genocide in Srebrenica. You have mentioned in our talks before this interview that the people don't like to talk about the war anymore. What is the reason for that, and what has the memorial celebrations about Srebrenica genocide made with the people?
Well, of course, memorials are there to remind us of our past and to help us currently living and the future generations to do something about, to prevent from such things from happening again. And of course also to help the survivors to find some sort of meaning in their lives. But generally when we consider Bosnia and us living here in Bosnia, the war and what happened and the leftovers are not really the topic that people like really so much to talk about it openly. Most of the people rather choose silence when it comes to the war because it reminds them a lot about their past experiences. It might also trigger many of their past terrible experiences that they've been through. And we would like to actually move on, to be able to live the lives without this, in a way, like the heavy burden that we got on our shoulders. But it doesn't happen all the time.
What about reconciliation? Is there something like a reconciliation process going on?
Yeah, of course. There are lots of local NGOs and lots of effort actually in the community in Bosnia where people try to make reconciliation actually work and happen. It's, I would say, actually baby steps, you know, we do some effort, but we still need to proceed and continue. It's not really, we are not done with that work still.
So it's not very effective, you would say?
It is effective, but it's not that like effective that we, in a way, see the progress that, okay, now we resolved our problems and issues and we can move on. Probably because of everything that goes on constantly in the society.
Do you think that the war has changed also the, let's say, soul of the Bosnian people?
I certainly hope so, but I'm not sure, really. Probably some, but probably also not so many.
Could you explore it a little bit more on that?
In regards to this, we see that like there are still some people who continue the past rhetoric and who call for, I don't know, threaten other people and say how it's impossible to live together. But at the same time, we really see the real people out there who live together, who peacefully live together even before the war. So, I mean, so for some people, there are some changes in their soul. Okay, they realize that, you know, the violence leads to nowhere. We still need to live, to coexist, to be together, to help each other. But some people actually don't see it. So it's both.
You also mentioned in our talks before we had this interview that you had a big seminar on what you call the cause of the woman.
The Young Women Corps. Yeah, this is a project led by local NGOs, again, Dalara from Bielina, who actually is trying to do something about helping young people, particularly young women, to find the meaning or to actually tell their own narrative related to the war, whatever that happened in Bosnia here, and actually heal the transgenerational trauma that young people carry on their shoulders. So it's really amazing and huge project.
How comes that young people who never experienced the war themselves are so much affected by the experiences of their parents?
Well, of course, this is something that the science recently certainly proves and says, that trauma is not just carried in our mind, but it's carried, the epigenetic circuit talks about, the Bessel van der Kolk, the Gabor Mate talks about how our body, our everything inside of us is actually storing the traumatic experiences in the body. So people who are born long after the war or just after the war, even though they did not directly experience any atrocities before, but simply from their parents, they inherit a part of that terrible experiences that their parents actually had.
And to which generation, up to which generation this will last?
It can go as long as people do not talk, as long as people do not actually resolve their traumatic experiences from the past. So we can talk about individual transference and transfer of the trauma to the offspring, but we can talk also about like the transferring the traumatic experiences to generations after, actually, like intergenerational trauma as well, that can go from individual to collective, to the memory, to everything actually in there.
I read, I think 1 year ago or something, that there have been also researches done in France that they found out that the nerve system is affected completely by these experiences.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this is what the new science actually is proving. So we need to do something about it. And this is that therapy, any sorts of therapy, but particularly trauma-related therapy such as EMDR or any therapy that actually directly addresses traumatic experiences, helps with changing even like, you know, our physical processes that we have in our bodies, in our brain and everywhere. For example, EMDR does exactly that.
I, by myself, experienced also or performed the work of systemic constellations for conflict transformation in countries like Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, and so on. Have you ever worked with that kind of methodology?
I'm aware of that therapy and that approach, but I haven't actually worked with that kind of therapy. I'm not educated, I'm not trained in that therapy.
But it's known also?
It is very much known. I know a lot of people, it's offered also here in Bosnia. I know many colleagues who actually completed this sort of therapy, and they use it in their work with their clients.
Now the complete situation in the world has changed dramatically after the Russian invasion into Ukraine, and the world security situation has changed dramatically. Does it have any impact on your work?
It has a huge impact, I believe, on everyone right now. This is what is happening in the world everywhere, because not just with a Russian invasion on Ukraine, but post-COVID. Okay, COVID also affected us greatly. So what I noticed lately, that young people are extremely, extremely anxious. Like from very young, very, very young age, they are very much concerned about, they're constantly tense, they're always like in some sort of the guard, thinking about, you know, terrible things, or being very much hopeless when it comes to the future. So yes, this that is happening in the world, worldwide, this insecurity, this the feeling that we are that we must be on guard puts an individual into what we call in psychology the fight-flight response. So we have to be on guard, constantly expecting something terrible to happen, to fight with something, to escape from something, but nothing to escape from, because they are just, it's related to the possibility that something terrible might happen. Mm-hmm. And this makes human beings very much vulnerable to many psychological problems and issues, as well as physiological as well.
What can we do about it?
Well, we need to really be aware. We need to raise awareness about the impact of this, the global changes that are happening worldwide. We need to teach young generations how to filter the information that they access to. And we need to teach all of us, actually, how to handle, how to recognize what is happening to our body, and then how to handle, how to, for example, have some sort of first aid kit for ourselves, but also for our immediate family members and those that we are close with. And then in case we notice that this is not actually happening, to simply reach out for help, seek professional help.
In Germany, it's like that to some sort of extent, and the psychotherapy is somehow stigmatized, that people still think, yeah, well, when I'm starting such a thing, people will look at me and show at me, he's a mad person, madman. What's it like in Bosnia?
Same here. I was thinking, okay, maybe we are a bit behind, but it just seems that, you know, we still need to do a lot about destigmatizing the mental health, okay, and also do more about raising awareness about the importance of mental health, because mental health goes hand in hand with physical health. As World Health Organization actually says, there is no health without mental health, so these two go hand in hand.
Are there any traditional sort of healing methods in Bosnia which people used before they came across psychotherapy?
There are, but I wouldn't call them traditional. I would call them more some sort of religious kind of healing processes. So for people who are really strongly adhere to their religions, they would rather first go to, for example, talk to their imam or the priest, and then, you know, say, look, this is what I'm handling, I'm dealing with, what can I do to help myself? And then they would kind of give them some sort of theological advices. But very often lately, what I also hear and notice in our society, that religious authorities also say and recognize, okay, this is not a religious problem and issue, but this is mental health problem and issue, please go and seek professional help there. There are some things also that we, like, that people would go for, like, you know, intensifying their prayers, okay, or going more often to the church, to the mosque, to things like this, but it doesn't help all the time. It helps only if you are like, you know, with good foundation, if you are already healthy. But if your mental health is impaired, then you really need to do some psychological work first.
What kind of advice would you give those people who are coming to you asking questions like, how can we deal with all these problems which we have in mind? We are about getting insane with all the problems. What is it, what you tell them first?
I assume in any therapy, we prioritize, okay, we work together with the clients, we tell them, okay, so let's make some aims. So what would you like to deal with first? And then let's go start baby steps one by one. So if you're currently, just for example, if you have sleep-related issues and problems, let's see what we can do, for example, to improve your sleep first. And then if you have problems, let's say, with your family, okay, so let's, what can we do in terms of maybe communication problems? But if we suspect that there are some severe traumatic experiences, then slowly and gradually we get to the point that we need to help the clients reprocess their traumatic experiences from the past. So it's a matter of working together with the client and seeing what we need to do first.
You are also doing research. What kind of research are you doing in your field?
Bosnia, unfortunately, lacks a lot of evidence-based kind of, you know, approaches, or, like, you know, the scientific proofs that what we claim, that there is a lot of, like, we notice that there is lots of trauma-related issues in Bosnia, but we don't have research. Unfortunately, we don't have also a lot of finances related to this. So most of my research is individual endeavor that I engage with together with my colleagues, with my graduate students sometimes. So basically going along with, if I'm collaborating with someone, with like what we can do. So the trauma, this is something that I will continue working with one of my students, Tara Michelle Gliha. We will do some research into transgenerational trauma. We will do this, see what is happening in Bosnia, and then we'll propose some a certain kind of suggestions what we can do about this. So.
And what are your findings so far?
Usually this is like we do this pro bono, we finance ourselves, sometimes university finances, so sometimes, for example, we find local NGOs who are giving some incentives, like with the Young Women's Court. This was founded by the local foundation Lara from Bielina.
Thank you very much for the talk.
You're welcome very much. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much, Mr.
Thank you.